With Montana News, I'm Kevin Trevlin. For the first time, Glacier National Park is attempting to eradicate non-native trout species and restore native West Slope cutthroat trout. The project on the west side of the park specifically aims to preserve genetically pure West Slope populations. MTPR's Aaron Bolton explains.
Fishery managers delivered lethal doses of rotenone last week in the Camas Creek drainage in the middle of the park. Park Service biologist Chris Down says the goal is to eliminate Yellowstone cutthroat trout, which were stocked in the historically fishless stream and connected lakes.
And those fish are now perched at the top of a native West Slope cutthroat drainage, posing a genetic risk of hybridization.
Down says hybridization has been documented between Yellowstone and West Slope cutthroats in nearby Arrow Lake. He says hybridization can break down genetic adaptations in West Slope populations, which vary from stream to stream. Down says genetically pure and disease-free West Slopes from the North Fork of the Flathead River will be used to restock the Camas drainage as it detoxifies in the coming weeks.
And create sort of a refuge for North Fork strain, West Slope cutthroat trout.
The park will work with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks to collect roughly 200 live fish from the North Fork annually and release thousands of their fry into the Camas drainage over the next 3 to 5 years. It's hoped that the new genetically pure population in Camas Creek will preserve the genetics of West Slopes from the North Fork, which are also at risk of hybridization. The park's efforts are working in tandem with FWP, which just wrapped up a decade-long restocking effort on the South Fork of the Flathead River. FWP's Matt Boyer.
If your goal is to conserve West Slope cutthroat trout and its genetic variation, you're going to need to conserve as many different populations as possible.
The South Fork now accounts for half of all West Slope cutthroat trout statewide, representing a success. Managers like Downs say these projects will give West Slopes the time they need to adapt to long-term pressures like climate change by removing genetic influences from non-native species. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio.